Blog Talk Radio.
Motivated Monday. I am Beth, aka Be True, and this is Puff Shock Entertainment Report. I just happy good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night, wherever you are throughout this entire beautiful, beautiful, beautiful world. Okay, it is Monday, and it's a motivated Monday, right? Right. So I thank you so much for joining me with this abbreviated 30 to 45 minute live episode of Motivate Monday Culture Shock Entertainment Report. So we're going to get right into talking entertainment and lifestyle news stories, and plus back to sharing excerpts from Walk Off the Weight Book Journal, author by prevention.com, fitness director Michelle Stanton. And also, again, must thank my friend, Chicago-based real estate investor, entrepreneur coach, Mr. Neil Thacker, for last week's appearance last Monday. Was he not awesome? So remember, you can friend him on Facebook at Neil Thacker, T-H-A-K-K-A-R. That's N-E-I-L, his first name, Thacker, T-H-A-K-K-A-R. Plus, he will resume tweeting soon, so you can follow him at Neil, N-E-I-L underscore E. And he's also on LinkedIn, to those who would like to connect with him on LinkedIn, at his name, Neil Thacker, N-E-I-L-T-H-A-K-K-A-R, based in Chicago, Illinois. So he will be returning in the near future to talk with us more regarding real estate investing and just being awesome entrepreneurs and just being good people, because he's a perfect motivator. You know, you can be having a blah moment, and if you network with him online and just visit his Facebook page, you will be inspired, because he you know, and you heard him himself, his life has not always been with a bowl of cherries, a box of chocolates. Last night I put that on my Facebook page, Forrest Gump quote, life is like a box of chocolates. You know, you never know what you're going to, you never know. So definitely he's had his ups and downs, just like all of us in his life. But bottom line, stay encouraged and stay focused on what needs to be done. I pretty much summed it up. I thought he was going to spend just a few minutes with us, and wow, we went over time and just had an awesome good time, did we not? So if you want to hear it again, you know, it's the featured show on my profile here, blogtalkradio.com. Blogtalkradio.com / culture shop, KULTUREFHOKENT Beth. And if you missed it last Monday, be sure to check that out. If I recommend any, I recommend all episodes, but if I recommend any, you definitely should listen to that episode. And again, he will be returning in the near future. And also, he will be returning not alone, also in the near future, because he will have the founder of anti-piracy technology with him on one of the future visits. So we will talk about protection of intellectual property. You know, you creative minds and artists and musicians and fashionistas, fashion designers and interior designers, you all know exactly what we're talking about. And just if you're an inventor, it's important to listen, period, and to not miss out. And just amazing. So, again, I thank you. And let's get the party started. It's already started. Tonight's a big night, the last presidential election. Debate. The election is coming up on November the 6th. But the last presidential debate is happening tonight. So it's definitely a big, big party to those of us that really want to know what's going on. And this is an awesome, awesome thing. Again, I want to congratulate all the sports teams that won their games this weekend. I went to sleep last night during the baseball game. Well, I felt I was asleep before. I didn't see the football game that happened last night. So I need to catch up on sports figures. But one sports figure I do know, Indiana Fever, WNBA champions, 2012. Congratulations, ladies. Indiana Fever are the 2012 WNBA champions, and so that's amazing. I want to shout out my BTR cohort, whom I met because we're both members of Lewis House Organization, Sports Executives Association. I want to shout out Mike Scott. I see his son. Remember when Mike Scott appeared on the show on a Sports Friday edition back in August? He also hosts a show on Wednesday here, PHP Network. And you can check him out on Facebook also at Michael H. Scott. Well, his son, remember he talked about his son being a rookie and going to orientation with the Atlanta Hawks. Well, his son is making some big plays. I hear and read through media that through CBS News, as a matter of fact, and really through the Dallas Mavericks sports blog. I hear that he shot 17 points this weekend. So congratulations and a big shout out to Mike Scott Jr. I believe he's number 32. And, of course, my friend Mike Scott. So Mike Scott and I be together via a webinar because today Lewis Housen, his partner Sean, and I assume Trevor, but I know Lewis will be hosting a webinar today for us, for the SEA members. So big shout out to all my peeps. Let's get the party started. Someone's on the phone, on the line, and let's see and say good morning. If you would like to make a comment, please press 1. I know sometimes the pet peeve, some people call in to listen and don't have a question or comment. So callers, if you have a comment or a question, press 1 so I can put you live on air also. So this has been an amazing day. So we're morning, but I've been up pretty well, I guess like a couple hours. Usually I'm up longer than that. But here's Andre Simone, America, and let's talk more news. So, you know, if And if I do put you on air and you have not pressed one, just say hello or hi. Because, you know, sometimes I call and just listen to shows. I don't want to be put on air. I mean, for real. So today is your birthday. Happy birthday to you. Have a fun day, fun week. Today, New York Yankees outfielder Ashiro Suzuki is 29. Joan Fontaine, actress, is 95. I can only dream of that. Doris Lessing, a Nobel Prize-winning author, 93. Derek Jacobi, actor, 74. Christopher Lloyd, actor from Taxi and Back to the Future movies, 74. I see him in a lot of commercials. Tony Roberts, actor, 73. Annette Funicello is 70. Catherine Deneuve, actor, 69. Yay! Today is former governor of the state of Mississippi, Haley Barbour's birthday, 65. Carlos Mencia, comedian, 45. Shelby Lynn, country singer, 44. Shaggy. I love Shaggy. I haven't heard any of his new music recently. Shaggy, reggae rapper, 44. Spike Jonze, director, is 43. Chevron Burroughs, actress, Boston Legal, 40. Jesse Tyler, actor, Martin Family, 37. Zach Hansen, remember the band Hansen, 27. And actor Jeff Goldblum is 60 years old. So I'm quite sure one of my inspirations, who is a good friend of Jeff Goldblum's, David Harrison Levy, I'm sure he'll be posting pictures with Jeff Goldblum. They're pretty good friends, so he'll probably be celebrating Jeff's birthday with him. He's one of my favorite actors, another one of my favorite actors. I guess I have always been all of him since I was a little girl when I sang TGIF. I might have liked some other work of his before TGIF. I was a little girl. I think that was 76 or something when TGIF, Thank God It's Friday with Donna Summer. Remember that movie? If you have never seen Thank God It's Friday, regardless of your age, you should check out that movie, especially if you like music. And that movie was out during the disco era. And that was just a funny movie about two girls trying to get into a discotheque for a disco dance competition. And that is one of those movies that I can watch over and over again. So today is Jeff, and then The Fly, and then not to mention the list of all the work he has done. But that was when I fell in awe of him. I talk a lot about how long I've loved Tom Hanks, and I fell in awe of Tom Hanks back in the 70s, too. I guess it was the late 70s with Bosom Buddies. I could not miss an episode of Bosom Buddies. So I'm looking forward to seeing the newest movie brought to us from Tom Hanks and Halle Berry. I hear it's 33 hours long, but I hear it's a good movie. So it's good when a movie's good and 3 hours long. Today in history, President John F. Kennedy announced on air and naval blockade of Cuba following the discovery of Soviet missile bases on the island. 1746, Princeton University received its charter. In 1844, actress Sarah Bernhardt was born in Paris. 1934, bank robber Charles Pretty Boy Floyd was shot to death by federal agents at a farm in East Liverpool, Ohio. 1954, West Germany joined the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. I'm in the chat room also. 1968, Apollo 7 with astronauts Wally Schirra, Don Fulton, Isil, and R. Walter Cunningham aboard returned to Earth. 1979, the U.S. government allowed the deposed Shah of Iran to travel to New York for medical treatment. 1981, the Professional Air Traffic Controllers Organization was decertified by the federal government for its strike the previous August. 1982, a bus driver was shot to death in Aspen Hill, Maryland, in the 13th and final attack by the Washington area sniper. 1907, China's Communist Party gave President Hu Jintao a second five-year term. That's something. And this info is courtesy of Dallas News, the Dallas Morning News, and AP Press. and also checking out God Life concert ticket giveaway at the Dallas News. If you enter to win a pair of four, if you enter to win a contest, you could win a pair of four tickets to Justin Bieber's soon Dallas concert, Believe concert. And did the show go on as planned for Madonna last night? She had to cancel Saturday night show, but I know the Sunday night show was supposed to have been scheduled to have gone on as planned. So I hope you all had a blast last night. And then Madonna moves on to Houston, then New Orleans. I do know a little about her schedule and her future dates. Well, here's a PSA.
Me? I started smoking when I was 13. I always thought when the time came, I could quit. No problem. Then at 28, I tried to go cold turkey, and I found out how hard it really was. I made it all day without a smoke. Right until I met up with the guys. But I learned something that night. In fact, every time I tried to quit, there were more than a few, I learned a little more about what worked and what didn't work for me. And when I realized that I wasn't alone, that most people don't quit on their first or second attempt, I knew there was still hope. Today, I'm an ex-smoker. My only advice is to never, ever give up trying to quit.
If you're trying to quit smoking, the American Lung Association is here to help every step of the way. Visit quitterinyou.org for tools, tips, and stories from smokers we've helped to finally quit for good. The American Lung Association. We support the quitter in you at quitterinyou.org.
Do your best. Thank you for supporting me also in regards to things that I am working on. But those of you that are doing your best to quit smoking or to stay off cigarettes, I support you. And I'm checking out Denise Austin's Morning Stretch. Now, her newsletter on Monday is called Motivational Monday, where I call Mondays Motivating Monday. And today, Denise Austin says the word diet can have a negative association. It might make you think of that friend of yours who was desperately trying to lose weight last year for an upcoming class reunion. She was so obsessive about what she ate that it made you anxious. And when the pounds didn't drop quickly enough, she resorted to skipping meals, a definite no-no, and working out until she reached a point of complete exhaustion. Not so appealing, or healthy for that matter. But you can relax, because that's not what my program is about, talking about Denise Austin. Well, one thing is about simply tweaking your eating habits so you're consuming less junk, meaning processed foods, refined sugars, and anything loaded with saturated fat and or sodium, and more fresh fruits and vegetables, whole grains, lean meats, and low-fat dairy products. Basically, I want you to eat consciously by really thinking through what you're feeding your body. The other huge part of Denise Austin's program is about incorporating exercise into your weekly routine. Following her fitness plan, which she designed to match your to each, like my fitness level or your fitness level, is just one way to do this. There are so many other things you can do to get moving. Exercise doesn't have to be a drag. You can make it fun, a bike around the park, go swimming, play softball in the backyard with the family, you name it. Together, nutrition and fitness will help you feel great and stay strong for the long term. That's the difference between Denise Austin's program and a short-lived diet plan. The healthy habits you're learning from Denise Austin are meant to last a lifetime. And she talks about it's a lifestyle change, and it is, regardless of where you are in your health and fitness life. It is a lifestyle change, and it's to maintain a good weight or to gain or lose weight. But what's important is that we all improve. I mean, even the healthiest of us, and I know some very healthy people, even the healthy, I'm talking about when it comes to eating habits, we all can tweak our habits, our eating, our exercise habits. It's one thing all of us have in common. We can all become even a little bit more healthier, even if you think you're at your best, you know, really. And also she's promoting her new Burn Cardio DVD, and she says that Denise's new DVD Quick Burn Cardio will help you kickstart weight loss and melt away inches faster than ever. You get two powerful workouts that use compound exercises to burn more fat in less time. Start with the Meg Calorie Burning Interval Training workout, then add in weights with the Body Sculpting Cardio Weight Training. So I need to order that. And if you become a member of Denise Austin Online, I am Believer Beth. Okay, and also I'm on SportPeople.com, and I'm Dreamer Beth there. So I just wanted to share that with you because her newsletters are always so inspirational. And let's say I have a new follower on Twitter. And what's up? Thank you, Sean Upchurch, for following me. Oh, Sean Upchurch, handsome. He leads Upchurch, fierce advocate for leadership, emotional intelligence, systems thinking, and equality. And also you can tweet him at not only Sean Upchurch, but at Alim 8 PREJUDIC. So he is a fierce advocate for leadership, emotional intelligence. So thank you, Sean, for following me. Nice profile pitch, really. So wanted to share an excerpt from Walk Off Weight. And how am I doing? I'm doing pretty good. Thankfully, you know, I resumed going to the gym a few weeks ago. I did not. I haven't been in 2 weeks, but I have been exercising at home. I will return to the gym this week. Then also, there's an event at the facility where I exercise at. Also, this coming up Saturday, so I'll go in detail and talk about that on tomorrow. Okay. Okay, I want to ask a question, an excerpt again from page 33. In Walk Off Weight. And then they ask a question, does your shoe pass the test? Before you buy, it's wise to take a closer look at the design of your shoe, especially if you have any question about whether it's a genuine walking shoe or if you're purchasing a running shoe. And there are three simple tests that walking expert Mark Fenton recommends to ensure that the pair you choose perform well when you're walking in them. And they put a note that these tests are meant only for athletic shoes. Some casual fashion shoes may pass some for all of the tests, but lack the stability, cushion, and support needed for walking workouts. Number one, poke them. Place the shoe on a table and, using a pencil, push down firmly at the back of the shoe, inside the cup of the heel. If the heel is beveled sufficiently, the front of the shoe, where the ball of the foot resides, should rise off the table. Next, look at the toe of the shoe. The end of a smooth heel-to-toe roll is aided by a noticeable bend or a curve upward at the toe of the shoe. Call the toe spring. Poke down on the tip of the toe with the pencil. The heel should lift off the table. Have 60 more seconds of live streaming. And, the show will be ending soon. Can go over time if needed. I don't like to just cut off without without completing a point. Two, twist them. Grab the heel of the shoe with one hand and the toe with the other, and twist it. The shoe should give only slightly. A stiff shoe impedes your foot's natural motion, while one that's super flexible leg support, which should increase your risk of sprains and falls. Three, bend them. Firmly grasp the heel of the shoe with one hand and push upward at the toes with the other to see where the shoe bends. You want it to bend at the ball, just like your foot. The flexibility will help to facilitate your push-off at the end of each stride. Be wary of a shoe that bends through the arch, which indicates a lack of support that can lead to discomfort in the bottom of your feet. You most definitely want a shoe to be comfortable and quality. And then there's another point made on the following page that don't assume that price equals quality. A higher price tag may not mean a better shoe. according to a study in the British Journal of Sports Medicine. Scientists at the University of Dundee in Scotland measured shock absorption in 9 different fitness shoes and then asked testers who didn't know the brands or prices to rate how the shoes felt. Within the same brand, the $80 shoes tied, but even beat the price of your 150 models for support. Cushioning and comfort, flashy styles, and upgraded features may seem impressive, but a more basic model may provide the best fit for your foot. So just because it is a higher priced shoe does not mean that it is of best quality. So I think many of us know that, but just want to remind you that it's just because, you know, that $80 shoe might really be a better deal because it might be of better quality than that $150 shoe, really. Well, okay, before we conclude the show, let me check out what's going on with some of these headlines, especially in regards to tonight. Oh, condolences to the George McGovern family also, and those who support and loved his work. And I'm sure all political enthusiasts are hurt. And so George McGovern, the United States senator who won a Democrat Party's presidential nomination in 1972 as an opponent of the war in Vietnam and a champion of liberal causes, and who was then trounced by President Richard M. Nixon in the general election. Of course, many of us heard the news over in the morning, yesterday morning, of his death, 90 years of age. Wow. And here's an article regarding, here's different articles. Here are headlines from NewYorkTimes.com in regards to politics. Campaign boils down to door-to-door voter drives. Gender gap near historic highs. Let's see what they say about the gender gap. And then we will conclude this morning's abbreviated show before the end of the week, to return to broadcasting longer shows with more music. And also remember, advertisers, potential advertisers, big shout out and thank you to those that advertise. For those of you who are listening, I know you need to advertise, so do not hesitate to contact blogtalkradio.com and I in regards to your interest in advertising here on blogtalkradio.com. You see, it's a fantastic avenue, and you see the awesome advertisers that we do have that advertise here. So it should only be a win-win situation when you advertise here at blogtalkradio.com. So checking out this article about in relation to gender and the polls. It's an article where hurry up and come on up. I'm looking at 538.blogs.newyorktimes.com. I know, taking it a minute. Wow. Who's ready for Halloween? If you're not, I think you need to be getting ready. Halloween is next week, next Wednesday. I know many are celebrating this weekend. Some people have already begun celebrating and had their events and parties. But I know many are happening this week also. Okay, come on. That was an interesting article that I shared with you all yesterday afternoon during the Funny Talk episode about the president. Y'all know I'm on Team Romney, but best wishes to both camps tonight. I hope you both do wonderful presentations. What's important is stay focused on your platform and stay focused on providing us with the best information, you know, looking like you're getting in the boxing ring. You know, provide us with the information that we need to make competent, informative decisions of if we, especially the undecided, of who we're going to vote for or not. Or if you're going to change something. Look, some decided people change their minds, do they not? Okay. This article is at 538. It's Nate Silver's Political Calculus. Gender gap near historic highs. And 2:43 a.m., updated. If only women voted, President Obama would be on track for a landslide reelection, equaling or exceeding his margin of victory over John McCain in 2008. Mr. Obama would be an overwhelming favorite in Ohio, Florida, Virginia, and most every other place that is conventionally considered a swing state. The only question would be whether he could forge ahead into traditionally red states like Georgia, Montana, and Arizona. I am in a red state. I am in the state of Mississippi. And, I'm kind of sad because I really thought, I thought the president would come to the state, even though it's a red state. He has a lot of supporters here, even a lot of fans here, even those of us that vote Republican, and a lot of Republicans are going to vote Obama. I'm just surprised that he didn't add Mississippi as a stop. He hasn't been here since he campaigned to be elected. Now, the First Lady, she came here when Haley Barbour was in office to promote her health program. And matter of fact, one of the facilities that I work out at, is a there's a picture of Mrs. Obama with the executive director, Benita Burt. As soon as you walk in, you see that picture. And but the president, I don't know, he might put Mississippi on the schedule. I don't know. I guess they're focusing on swing states, though. Red and blue states, I guess, and I understand that they need to focus on states like Ohio and Florida and other states. But so let me be quiet and read this article. If only men voted, Mr. Obama would be biding his time until a crushing defeat at the hands of Mitt Romney, who might win by a similar margin to the one Ronald Reagan realized over Jimmy Carter in 1980. Only California, Illinois, Hawaii, and a few states in the Northeast could be considered safely Democratic. Every other state would lean red or would at least be a toss-up. Although polls disagree on the exact magnitude of the gender gap, and a couple of recent tones seem to show Mitt Romney eliminating the president's advantage for women voters, the consensus of surveys points to a large one this year, rivaling the biggest from past elections. The gender gap is nothing new in American politics. Since 72, when exit polling became widespread, men and women split their votes in three elections, 96, 2004. They came close to doing so on several other occasions. In 08, for example, Mr. Obama won resoundingly among women, beating Mr. McCain by 13 points, but only won by a single point among men. The biggest gender gap to date in exit polls came in 2000 when Al Gore won by 11 points among women, but George W. Bush won by 9 points among men, a 20-point difference. The numbers this year look very close to that. Since the first presidential debate in Denver, there have been 10 high quality national polls that reported a breakout of results between men and women. I define a high-quality poll as one that used live telephone interviews, which call both landlines and cell phones. These polls would collect the most representative samples and should provide for the most reliable benchmarks of demographic trends. The results in polls were varied, with the gender gap ranging from 33 points in a Zabi telephone poll from the Washington Times to just 8. In polls by Pew Research and by the Washington Post, on average, however, there was an 18-point gender gap, with Mr. Obama leading by an average of 9 points among women, but trailing by 9 points among men. So looking at the poll among women, among men, and then at the gender gap. So you all check the article out. I posted it on Facebook and tweeted out also. And that difference carries forward to the exit polls. It reflects among the largest gender split ever, rivaling the 20-point difference from 2000 and the 17-point difference in both 1980 and 96. The gender gap in the presidential election since 72. So they're showing a graph of that based on average of recent polls. The gender gap has been growing over time. It was nearly absent, for instance, in 72 and 76, the first 2 years that the exit polls tested it. But after the Roe versus Wade decision in 73, reproductive rights became a greater focus in presidential elections, particularly under Ronald Reagan in 80, who was more willing to campaign on the issue of abortion than most of his predecessors. The gender gap jumped to 17 points that year, with men much more likely to vote for Mr. Reagan. The gender gap has sometimes been widest when there is a Democratic president running for re-election, as in 80 or 96, or a Democratic vice president looking to extend to the presidency, as in 2000. Women, apart from their tendency to vote Democratic, also seem slightly more inclined than men to give the incumbent party another chance. When the incumbent is Republican, as in 76 or 92, this can mitigate the gender gap. When the incumbent is a Democrat instead, as for Mr. Obama this year, both trends operate in the same direction, making it wider. One area where gender politics is less important is in planning electoral college strategies, since roughly equal numbers of men and women vote in each state. Nonetheless, the electoral college can serve as a way to demonstrate the scope of the difference in how men and women vote. If the current 538 forecast were recalibrated to show an overall 9-point lead to Mr. Obama, his lead among women in polls since the Denver debate, he would be a clear favorite in states totaling 347 electoral votes. Mr. Romney would be favored in states containing just 140 electoral votes. Another 51 electoral votes would be too close to call. And then they're showing a map of the red states, the blue states, and the yellow states, the independent, the undecided states, the swing states, I guess. About the opposite would happen if Mr. Romney led nationally by 9 points. His current advantage among men, he would be almost certain to win states with a total of 321 electoral votes and would be highly competitive in traditionally blue-leaning states like New Jersey, Oregon, and Washington. The larger gender gap comes despite the fact that men and women's economic roles are becoming more equal. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, women represented 47% of the labor force as of September, and that women suffered at least as much as men in the most recent economic downturn. The unemployment rate among women was 7.5% as of September, up from 7.0% when Mr. Obama took office in January 2009. The unemployment rate among men is higher, 8.0% as of September, but it has declined rather than increased since Mr. Obama took office. It has been 8.6% in January 2009 and peaked at as high as 11.2% later that year. This suggests the gender gap instead has more to do with partisan ideology than with pocketbook voting. Apart from their views on abortion, women also take more liberal stances than men on social issues, ranging from same-sex marriage to gun control. Presidential candidates have faced increasing pressure to align with the basis of their parties on social issues. Mr. Obama reversed his previous position to support same-sex marriage this year. Mr. Romney has long since abandoned a number of moderate stances he took on social issues as governor of Massachusetts. When he said he supported abortion rights, so long as the ideological gap between the parties grows, the gender gap may grow as well. So I'm putting this on Facebook and tweeting it out also. So it's been a blast having fun and celebrating Motivating Monday with you all. Really appreciate your support. The views on the profile have exceeded close to 105,000 now. So woo-hoo! And the listens are close to 16,000. And cannot develop the show properly without you. And so I thank you very much for your input and your constructive criticisms and your feedback. And thank you for all who have been guests on the show, our guest co-hosts with me also. And, of course, to the amazing artists who allow me to play their music, from independent underground to mainstream artists. And you all remember Prince and the MPG and his protege, Andy Allo, will be guests on Jimmy Kimmel Live tomorrow night. And it's going to be amazing, right? And not only am I in the midst of campaigning, I need political campaigns, but I'm campaigning also for Prince to finally get his Hollywood Walk of Fame star also. So We'll talk, right? Exactly, because the deadline is always the end of May of each year when submitting a nomination for your favorite celeb. So,